702
on 92.7 and 106 FM.
Streaming on 702.co.za.
The 702 app.
And on DStv channel 856.
011-883-0702 Thabo, Shwele Mashao in 4. Aubrey, we are together till 12. And if you've just joined us, thank you so much. We've got a lot to discuss. This is the third hour of the show, meaning that we still have about 2 hours or so together. Quite a lot to discuss. And we were chatting to, in the previous hour, we were chatting to the investigative journalist of Times Live, and about the issues regarding Bulgarian mafia infiltrating the South African space, bringing in cocaine through Cape Town, through the Western Cape, and in that way, making sure that this syndicate has got a stronghold on our country. Quite sad state of affairs, because as a country, on our own, we've got quite a lot to deal with. We are fighting amongst ourselves. There's load shedding, unemployment, inequality, this, that, and the other. And over and above all of those, a Bulgarian mafia in South Africa, making sure that the drugs and cocaines are coming through the Western Cape. We were very fortunate that our South African police services was on point. Through their sting, they managed to crack the second biggest drug bust in South Africa, in the history of the country, in the history of the drug busts at all. So those are some encouraging news. And so thanks to you. Aaron Hyman was our guest. And if you want to go to listen to their podcast, feel free to do so. It's called Cape of Cocaine, Boots on the Ground with the Times Live. Very much appreciated there, Aaron. I really enjoyed our discussion. But a discussion that we will be getting into right now, we all somehow belong to a municipality. So it's a very serious discussion about our municipalities throughout. We take a closer look at the municipalities of Northwest. And as we understand that none of the 22 municipalities in the province received a clean audit in the Auditor General's latest outcomes. And the Auditor General last year in August did mention that not a single municipality in Northwest is financially stable. Questions are being raised on whether the province's municipalities will be able to continue operating, as they do not have enough to cover their expenditure and owe more than they have. Central to these issues, yes, you've guessed it right, matters of corruption are very, very, very problematic. And there was also a story not too long ago in the City Press that had said that the Ngaka Modiri Molema District Municipality in the Northwest claim that they're being called, the business people, that is, they're being called into meetings, into private meetings with the executive mayor, where donations are allegedly solicited and business is given to those who are giving the mayor money, and saying that also the mayor is building a huge compound. But those are just some of the issues. We'd like to look into the issues of municipalities in the Northwest. To assist us deal with this matter is none other than the MEC of Local Government, and also the chairperson of the ANC in Northwest, Nono Moloi. Mr. Moloi, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it, particularly at this hour. Thanks for your time.
No, good evening, Thabo, and good evening to your listeners, and compliments of the new season.
Compliments to you too, sir. Thank you so much, and all the best for 2023 to you. Particularly when we are reading about the municipalities' shenanigans, but more so, understandably so, you are new in the job. I have to put that up front. You haven't been in that position for quite some time, but nonetheless, it's your baby now. It's your burden now, and that's why we have you on the show. These must be really worrying numbers, as you you've known about them in the past, particularly from the Auditor General. We'll shortly go into Ngaka Modiri Molema, but the numbers are staggering. How is the MEC of local government of COGTA, that side, how have you, what improvement have you made thus far? I understand it's still early days, but do you think that you are winning? Are you headed towards the right direction?
No, we will win, and we must win. I must just indicate that we have just appointed a new HOD in the department. We've had an active HOD for quite some time. Now we have a substantive HOD. But one of the things which I said we need to zoom into is our municipalities in the Northwest. You recall that when we came into office last year, we did indicate that there are just too many challenges in almost all our municipalities. Vacancy rate is very high. In some instances, you don't have municipal managers. It's just people who are acting. You don't have senior directors. It's just people who are acting. We have issued an instruction to all of them that they need to speed up the appointment of municipal managers. As they do so, they must ensure that they appoint people who have the relevant academic qualifications. Because at times, we speed up the process and we appoint people who don't have the qualifications. The same applies to directors in those different municipalities. But where we have employees, I said to the new HOD, one of the things which we must start immediately is to verify qualifications of all those who are employed. But secondly, once we have done that exercise, we must then get into the skills audit. When we are done with the skills audit, we must then develop a capacity building program. We have requested Dr. Halima to come to the province because he has done that work in KwaZulu-Natal, and we think she has done very well and so on. So we'll be interacting with her and we'll be starting that process. Because what we want to do, we want to stabilize all our municipalities, both politically and administratively, and ensure that we have the capacity and the people who are fit for purpose will be able to assist us going forward.
MEC, one of the disturbing things, especially about this report, it mentioned that every municipality in your province had transgressions regarding compliance with finance management. And it does speak to the issue of qualifications that you've touched on. But also more worrying, it goes on further to isolate one of the municipalities. It says in particular, the Ngaka Modiri Molema district municipality, which covers Ditsobotla, Mahikeng, Ramotsirimui, Ratlo, Tswaying, local municipalities received adverse audit with findings from the Auditor General. This means that the financial statements were misrepresented, misstated, and did not accurately reflect the municipality's financial performance and health. And that's the crux of it, right? Because where money is squandered and where corruption is thriving, it is more likely that the municipality will fall flat on its face and tether very closely to administration, if not taken over completely, particularly by your department in this instance. They have isolated this one municipality, district municipality, directly. So far, since you've been there, have you taken time to look into the issues in that municipality and what have you found?
No, we have taken time to look into the issues in all the municipalities in the Northwest Province. And we have used a robot approach. A robot approach was to place other municipalities on red, others on amber, and others on green. So we have done that exercise, all the municipalities, not only Ngaka Modiri Molema. But with Ngaka Modiri Molema, we also went to Ngaka Modiri Molema and said to the mayor, what is it that you are doing? There is a report of the SIU, which has now been given to the mayor and so on, which is implicating a number of officials in that municipality. When the mayor was reporting, he said, yes, indeed, I've received this report. This report went to council. We need to act against these individuals and so on. And I said to him, we need to move with the necessary speed because we can't afford any longer to have a situation where you have people who just use taxpayers' money for their own benefit, and as a result, people do not get the services that they need. As we speak today, there are protests in almost each and every area in Ngakamodere Molema. People are complaining about water, people are complaining about roads, and all sorts of things. Whilst at the same time, you have officials who are not using this money for what it is intended for. But we have also said cases must be opened against culprits because there must be consequence management. We don't just act as government, fire people and so on and just leave them when they've squandered money of the taxpayers and so on. We have said open cases where people are found guilty, they must then go to prison. So these are the things that we are doing. I've said to the HOD, one of the things that we must do is to strengthen our monitoring and evaluating unit in the department. It is there, it is existing, but it needs to be strengthened in order to ensure that as and when we give these directives, with timelines, of course, these municipalities, they do act and they do act there on time. But using my other cap, that one of the African National Congress, we have said the same thing because we also have the monitoring and evaluation unit that if our deployees don't act, they don't do what is expected of them and so on, we'll have no option but to request back our seats and give those seats to those who will be willing to do what is expected of them.
But Mayor, I mean, MEC, in this instance, it appears that you have sent a wolf to look after sheep because the very same person that you are directing to take action against those who are in the wrong is the one who's been accused of issues. For instance, in the report, in the newspaper report that you might have seen, it says the mayor was requested to introduce the service provider to the community. Mayor Molefe instead made a separate request that he wanted to introduce himself first to the contractors. During the meeting, the mayor asked the service provider to give him 4 million rands before he started with a project. The company is currently stressed and the owner does not know what to do. And I mean, that on its own, it says that the person who's supposed to be looking after children is the one who is proverbially abusing them.
Let's agree that what you are raising now is allegations.
With sworn affidavits.
I'm not saying I will not believe those allegations.
Yeah, but they're sworn affidavits, Mayor. It's not just from the newspaper. It's police. The sub stamp is on the affidavits to that extent. No. I would accept it if our allegations were just made wildly because anyone can make a mayor. Allegations about MEC, Nonoma Lawyer, the corner drinking something. But when individuals, over six individuals, go and make sworn affidavits, you and I think would agree that it goes to a different level altogether.
No, it goes to a different level altogether, but everybody in South Africa is innocent until proven guilty by a competent court of law. But secondly, and I want to repeat this, we have said to our people in the Northwest, if they suspect any wrongdoing, or if they think there's any wrongdoing, they have a right to go to the police station and open a case.
And they have.
And we have said to the MEC of the police that they will have to interact with the police and ensure that once cases are open, there is action taken against perpetrators. For now, Khumalo Molefe, from our interaction with him and so on, he said there is no case opened. I'm not aware of this thing. These are just allegations and so on. I even said to him, we will need you to write a report and present it to the African National Congress in order for us to understand exactly what happened and so on. But the reality of the matter is that where we sit, there is no case number. We don't have it and so on. But secondly, the public, including members of the African National Congress, they also have a right to come to the ANC and say, this is what happened and so on. We don't have that information in order for us to be able to act. But for now, what we are relying on is what is on newspapers, what is on the radio and so on. But we don't have anything officially.
But wouldn't you then be worried, especially as the new chairperson who's supposed to be cleaning and sweeping very clean, protecting the name of the ANC that has been muddied for quite some time, wherein when such individuals are accused of such serious deeds, you then need to then say, come closer. And you also institute your own investigations. I mean, if allegations are flying all over, Mayor, you're not going to just look away and say, it doesn't matter. And it's everywhere. And there are sworn affidavits to that effect. Like I said to you, it cannot be in your interests as people who want to clean the municipality and just say we are all innocent until proven guilty. As far as I know, as particularly from the ANC hat that you are wearing, that doesn't fly anymore. I could be wrong, but I mean, I'll give you 10 examples if you want where it's not sufficient as an ANC person, as an ANC leader, to say I'm innocent until proven guilty.
Not to be sufficient, but I must indicate that I'm very worried, and that is why we have requested the mayor to give us a report.
And when is he giving the report?
We have said to him, we have read this thing on newspapers, we have heard this thing on radio and so on. We don't have anything at our disposal. Can you explain yourself? Can you present that report and make sure that the secretary received that report?
When?
I hope that in the next meeting of the officials, which will be sitting on Monday, he would have submitted that report to the secretary. The secretary will then be able to present it and say, this is the situation and so on. And then we are able to apply our mind.
And you would know that if Thabo is asked to submit a report to defend Thabo, I don't see the mayor. We spoke to him last week.
What were you saying, Thabo?
No, I was, apologies for that. I was just saying, if you are expecting the report written by the mayor to implicate the mayor, I think you would know that for both of us, with due respect, it would be a waste of time. I mean, which person would then say, I did this wrong and whatever else? In this instance, one would have expected the ANC at least to say, let's investigate the issue. Who else is involved in this? We are making an appeal to everyone else to come forward. Where are those affidavits? And so that we can interview those people and come to our own conclusion. Because he can't judge himself, MEC. I think you would know that.
Thabo, you will recall that just a minute or 2 minutes ago.
Yes, sir.
I repeated the same thing that you are saying. I said, if there is somebody out there, we would appeal to him or her as the African National Congress. If he has any information and so on, bring it to the ANC. But at the same time, we would want the mayor to give us a report. For you to take an objective decision, it is necessary that you must listen to everybody.
Agreed.
Because
yes.
The rule of natural justice takes that you must also listen to the other side before you take a decision.
Ultra partem.
So necessary that as he get those affidavits, as people bring information and so on, he must be able to respond to all those things.
But the issue is, we haven't seen them. You see, my and I hear you, and I agree with you to an extent. My only concern is that you haven't seen, unless you've seen them. If you've seen those affidavits, then I'm happy to retract and step back. Have you seen those affidavits that are implicating them?
I've not seen those affidavits. That's why I'm requesting.
Yeah. But you see, then what is he responding on?
He is responding on the allegations that are made on the public platforms, in radio, in newspapers, and so on. But at the same time, whilst we are saying he must respond to what is said in the public platform, we are requesting those who have information to also bring that information in order to empower us with information. But when, as and when we take a decision, at least we have all these things before
Fair.
Us.
Fair. No. I mean, I think that is fair, because if there is just a report from the mayor, we would quickly agree, both you and I, that it would be one-sided. And what is he actually responding to, other than what's in the public fora, as opposed to individuals who have written affidavits and who are saying and locating him in those instances, and some are even pointing to a compound being built accusing him that whatever he's building there comes from the proceeds of contractors that is benefiting, who are also doing business with the municipality through him. But all those are allegations. But Mr. Maloyi, I'm sure that these issues are disturbing to you, especially as someone who's just stepped in. And I'm just wondering, to what extent can the people of Northwest, particularly those who are listening to us at this present moment, take some bit of confidence and courage in the fact that you will do something when such allegations come up? You will do something, not just in Ngaka Mudere Mulema, but in other municipalities as well. It's a new day for them. To what extent can they do that? That this is not a leader who's a typical leader from the past who will say, yeah, we are looking into it and it ends there. And I think in this instance, the proof is in the pudding.
Yes, of course. People of the Northwest, members of the African National Congress, they know that when we are elected in August as the leadership of the ANC, we have said we have policies, we have spoken in many platforms and so on. It is now time for action.
Mm.
One example, we went to the Tobota because there were challenges in the Tobota. Mm. Our own councillors in the Tobota were causing a lot of problems.
Mm.
They were doing their work. Our people, as we speak today in the Tobota, they are living in squalor. The situation is very bad and so on. And we said to the public that we are going to act against these people that we have deployed who are not doing what is expected of them, and we have done it. Despite the fact that we went to election, our majority was reduced and so on, but we acted. We were true to our ways.
Sure.
We have never said anything to our people and to the ANC that we are going to do something, and we did not do it since August. You can look into our track record. We have acted on everything that we said we are going to act on.
Mm. And I'm sure that in the near future we will hear what happened after Monday at the meeting where a report must be given. I'm speaking to MEC of Local Government and ANC Chair in the Northwest, Mr. Nono Maloyi, and we are talking about matters in Northwest municipalities. If you want to give us a call, feel free to do so. The number to dial is 011-883-0702. Alternatively, you can send a text or a voice note to 072-702-1702. 072-702-1702. Are we going to see a different AG's report in 2023, Mr. Maloyi? I know that Rome was not built in one day, but are we going to see at least a change of trajectory?
No, we must. We must. We have said to everybody. We have said to members of the ANC. We have said to those who are deployed in government and so on, that the clean audit is not negotiable. We are aware that we might not achieve clean audit 100% and so on, but there needs to be improvement. Those who are on disclaimer, they must get out of disclaimer. Those who are qualified, they must get out of qualified. We want to see unqualified audit opinions. So we are working on this, and I'm happy that we are working very closely with the Premier and everybody. All of us, we are focused on ensuring that we do the right things.
Mm-hmm. And of course, the right things, which are more difficult, and that's why I'm sympathetic to your cause, the right things are difficult in a sense that it's very hard to police every single person, particularly those who are corrupt, because the burden of proof lies with the accuser, even though things may be collapsing.
Yes, I can tell you, you know, once you are done with the exercise that I've given to the HOD, I can tell you that now that there's going to be a lot of improvement. You know, if you have deployed people without qualifications and so on, you are going to have these problems that we have in the Northwest. That is why we said, let's verify all these qualifications. And once you have done so, let's get into the skills audit and check as to whether do we have the necessary skills in all these municipalities. including the provincial government.
Yeah.
If people are not placed properly, let's place them properly. Where we need to build capacity, let us build this capacity.
Mm.
Once you have done that exercise, believe me, we will achieve all these things.
And I'm keen on that exercise, Mr. Maloyi.
For people who have the relevant academic qualifications to be deployed in those positions.
Mm. Mr. Maloyi, I'm very much keen on that exercise that you are speaking about, because it appears as though you have your finger on the pulse. You know where the critical issues are. And not too long ago, speaking of qualifications, there were also reports which I would like to bring to your attention. And I'm sure you know of them as well. The issue of a gentleman called Vusi Bidi, who is in the provincial department, he was in the human settlements department, and it was said that he was occupying a very critical position there without sufficient qualifications, and his matter has been there literally for years. It has been there for years, and I'm just wondering, such matters, how are we going to make sure that it's not just rhetoric, it's not just platitudes that we are hearing? Because, I mean, they are right there in the offices that matter the most. Human settlements is a very strategic department, especially as fire service delivery is concerned for a lot of our people. This story that I'm talking about, I'm sure you might also have read about it in the paper, even before you assumed high office of the provincial ANC that side.
When I got into office in November last year, which is 2 or 3 months ago, I said all these things that I said must happen in municipalities and so on, verification of qualifications and so on, we must start it in my department.
Mm.
And we started with human settlement. That's where we started.
Mm.
And
mm.
I received a report earlier this month, which indicated to me that all these qualifications were verified. They are satisfied that everybody has got all the necessary qualifications. What happened previously is that there were 5 employees in that department, and that includes Mr. Bidi, who did not have these qualifications,
mm.
and they were given an opportunity to improve their qualifications.
Mm.
The other 4 has done that. They've completed. They are now all qualified. And BD could not complete and so on. He said to the HOD that I've registered and I'm improving those qualifications. The HOD gave me that report. I said to the HOD, I'm going to watch this, because if BD does not improve his qualifications and so on, we'll have no option but to get a person who has got those qualifications. But because he was employed already, and at the time when he was employed, I am told that those requirements were not there and so on. That is why we are giving him an opportunity to improve his qualifications.
Yeah, no, and I think it's a fair way of doing it. The only unfortunate aspect of it is that it's 4 years down the line where these things are being now taken seriously, because he's had ample opportunity to do so. But nonetheless, it appears as though Mr. Maloyi, you want to do things the right way, and it would only be fair, because you started, you took over in November. It's only fair to give you an opportunity and not to come down on you like a ton of bricks. Please allow me to take a call from Charlie in Florida, and then I'll release you shortly after your response there, Mr. Maloyi. Charlie, good evening. Charlie's listening to himself on the radio, so there's a bit of a delay. Charlie, hi.
Hello, I'm Timos, how are you?
I'm free, how are you? Please switch off your radio, Charlie, so that you can listen to us.
I've been multitasking.
I can hear my voice at the back there.
Catching up with this load shedding thing, we've been off for 2 hours.
Okay. What's on your mind, Charlie?
But, you know, I listened to where this digital podcast thing started.
Yes.
If it wasn't last week, it's very early this week. And my question here to the MEC is, if you even just got wind of something like this happening in a municipality that you are over, you are responsible for, wouldn't it be that you immediately, that very same day, there's an allegation that comes, you say, I want to see these affidavits so that I can, when I ask for a report, I know what I am asking a report again.
Mm.
Not to come and sit here and come and tell us that, no, I haven't seen the affidavit. That already puts a question of competence to me as a South African citizen.
Mm.
The other thing, that whole Northwest district has been in total rot for years. If in any instance another party has taken over, the ANC would blame that party for the rot there, not looking that they are the cause of the rot.
Mm. Charlie, got you. Really appreciate your call. Thank you so much, Charlie. 011-883-0702. Mr. Maloy?
No, you know, trouble. People who deposed those affidavits, the unfortunate thing is that they are not my employees. They are not my subjects. I can't instruct them. I can only request. Like I said, we saw this thing on television. We heard about it on the radio.
Mm.
But we did the same thing. We requested that everybody has information. You must bring that information forward. So I can't go and force them to bring that information because it is a voluntary process. They will bring it. If they don't bring it, unfortunately, I can't force them. We'll have to depend on what we have read and on what we have heard on radio and on television. So
sure. It
ends there. For now, we can just wait for them. If they bring that information, that will be perfect. We'll be quite happy. We'll be quite excited because it will assist us.
And in the spirit of protecting whistleblowers, and you are a senior ranking politician in the country, Mr. Maloy, and I'm sure I don't need to explain the importance of that, protecting the whistleblowers from whatever rebuttals that may be there. In the spirit of doing that, is there a way that they would bring those affidavits without recrimination of any sorts, without any an unfair political repercussions, victimization, or even isolation? Is there a way of them accessing your office directly and making sure that they land on your office so that you can work with what you have in your hands and you can make a judgment collectively based on the mayor's report and the affidavits at hand?
Yeah, no, there is a way to access my office directly and so on. They can call me, they can email, they can come to my office and so on. But what is important, there is no member of the ANC in this whole province who has got a right to intimidate anybody who will bring information before us. And anybody who brings information, who will say to us, I want to remain anonymous and so on, that person will remain anonymous. Because in exclusion of the fact that I'm the chairperson of the ANC, I'm also a public representative.
Mm.
I'm a member of the executive. I have a responsibility to make sure that whistleblowers in this country are protected, they are not intimidated by anybody, irrespective of the position that person holds. So it is their choice. They can bring it direct to me, they can take it to the secretary and so on. The secretary also knows that whatever information we get is information between us and the person who brought that information. That is why I'm not talking about the TEC, I'm not talking about the PwC,
sure.
I'm talking about the officials,
sure.
which is a small body, which is a small body that understands that when what we discuss in those meetings can never go outside, unless if it is required that it must go outside.
Sure. Let's take one voice note and come back and say goodbye to Mr. Malloy.
Good evening, 702. Many affidavits can be handed in or signed or written, but unless they're investigated by the police need to do their work, and then the ANC can act on it.
No, that's really fair. And on 0727021702, this one says, "Hi Tabo, the response of the MEC is not holding any water. He could request it from the police." Mr. Malloy, in closing, it appears, I mean, from what I hear from you, there is commitment, there is confidence to say that you want to deal with these issues. And again, to be fair to you, you've just stepped into the office. We need to give you time to see whether your words will translate into action. We need to give you that bit of a room, but there are urgent issues at hand. In closing, as we say goodbye to you, what sort of a Northwest do you want to see, as particularly the municipalities, particularly those who are serving the people, and especially to the residents who feel that change has been way too long in coming. They have waited way too long for change to come. Can you confidently tell them that change is here?
Yes, but let me start by indicating, Thabo, that you know, the fact that I'm in office for 2 months can never be an excuse.
Yeah, yeah.
That I can't answer other things, I can't act on other things and so on. I'm a successor entitled. Whoever was there before me was also a member of the ANC, so I take responsibility for all these things. So but I must indicate, you know, in the Northwest, we have serious challenges of service delivery.
Mm.
We have serious challenges of water.
Mm.
Our people have water. Learners cannot go to school because there is no water. The second biggest challenge is the challenge of load shedding. Because with load shedding, people are unable to pump. And when they are unable to pump, reservoirs can't be full. When there is no water in reservoirs, we can't supply people with water and so on. So we have those challenges. And we have committed ourselves that firstly, all our municipalities, that's why we call them under one roof, all of them. We said load shedding is here to stay. It is now necessary and very important that all of us must think out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And thinking out of the box, it means we must tap into other sources of energy, such as solar generators and so on. And today, I even said to other mayors that we spoke to you last year, you are not moving, you need to move. Otherwise, by the end of this financial year, if people have not moved, we'll have to act because we can't afford for our people must live without water. Water is life. Without water, you can't do anything. So we need to attend to this problem of energy. Today we had a meeting with the Minister of Water and Sanitation, and that meeting is proceeding tomorrow. We are addressing these challenges of water. So we are committed to this thing. We have said all members of the ANC who are deployed in government, both at the local level and at the provincial level, everybody must now focus on issues of service delivery, on issues that matter to the lives of our people. This Christmas, or this thing called Moketsi Wadikati that we have been seeing all these years, where people go to council to pass motions of no confidence against other, they focus on positions and nothing else. We have said those things must come to an end. If people are not willing to listen to the ANC and to implement decisions of the African National Congress that we took at conference and so on, unfortunately, they will have to excuse us in order for us to get people who will understand that this time is not the time for us to be sitting in meetings day in and day out. It is time for us to deliver our people. They expect a lot from us. They want us to implement and to stop talking.
Yeah, and they wouldn't be too keen to excuse themselves, and I'm hoping that you'd have the courage to kick them out, because usually people who are messing up never want to go. They do not have that sense of shame and the sense of decency to say, let us excuse ourselves. Often they have to be kicked out of the door. But I truly appreciate your time, Mr. Maloyi, for coming through and being accountable. Many leaders don't want to do that, and I appreciate your time, and I appreciate your efforts in trying to be accountable. All the best to you.
Thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners, and good night.
Have a lovely evening. Thank you so much. Nono Maloyi is MEC of Local Government and ANC Chair in the Northwest Province.